DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, President Trump, this is something we've never seen before in our lifetimes.
We're getting a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
maybe you should title a podcast that sometime.
I know. Insane things. No, yes, I do it every Friday. Exactly, yeah. This is for people who got busy during the week and missed shows. I wrap it up for you with the most. And I only do the most insane things, and it can only be things we've never seen before. You would think I could not do this every week.
Nope. You have a hard time editing it down to an acceptable number of things for the length of the podcast.
I know. And I intended it to be an every once in a while thing on Fridays, you know, like, hey, if we saw things we'd never seen before, I'll run it down on Fridays. And it became an every Friday thing. This has been going for 4 years, but it's every single week I can find, you know, 5, 7, 10 things. And it's usually some of the biggest things of the week that we've never seen before. And this we've never seen before. Not in my lifetime anyway, not the time I've been watching politics. And if you can think of another example, text it to me on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 800-905-0989. And by another example, I mean this. In the cultural wars, in the moral wars, in morality, I have never seen in our era, once we go downhill, right, like it rolls downhill, we don't come back up the hill. It just gets more debased, more insane, more bizarre, and continues to unravel. It only goes in one direction. So much so that you remember Speaker Paul Ryan said Republicans would no longer fight cultural and moral issues. We just give up on that stuff and focus on, you know, money, fiscal policy. Because it could be changed. Once the cat is out, you cannot stuff it back in the bag, right? Well, Trump's stuffing it back in the bag, Lee. And you know who else too? Elon Musk. A lot of this is because of him. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Trump has wrecked the transgender movement. I mean, wrecked it. Got the University of Pennsylvania, where this whole transgender sports pushback started. Riley Gaines, the swimming team, Leah Thomas, who is a man. Okay, Trump has just gotten, enjoy this win for a moment and try to process and comprehend what has just happened here. Trump has gotten UPenn to bend the knee and acknowledge Leah Thomas was a man the whole time.
Go figure.
The whole time Leah Thomas was a man. Something that UPenn would not acknowledge before Trump and Linda McMahon started talking financial bottom line. Mm-hmm. So listen to what they have extracted. The University of Pennsylvania has agreed to ban transgender women, i.e. men, from its women's sports teams to resolve a federal civil rights case. and found the school violated the rights of female athletes. But that is just the beginning. Part of the Trump administration's broader demands, in addition to removing these men from women's sports and the locker room, no more walking around with your junk hanging out, which Leah Thomas did. I mean, it freaked out the women because he dated girls, right? So, I mean, that's all weird. UPenn will restore to female athletes all individual UPenn Division I records, titles, and similar recognitions that were misappropriated by male athletes allowed to compete in female sports. This is so important to me. I mean, I had a daughter who, I'm weekends, I'm all over the country. Mm-hmm. We're playing her sport. She played in a true national championship. We lost, damn it. Came in second out of 98 top teams in the nation. So we're number two. Yay. But that cost me a lot of money. But
too bad mom's not a bit competitive.
Yeah,
huh?
No, not me. Not at all. No, I don't care who wins. We just all want to have a good time. Smashing them into the ground. But yes, no, that's not me. No, but I know how hard that those girls worked. And I grew up with those girls and she did too. And we traveled the country. And I mean, it's years of giving up your childhood, basically. And something my daughter chose. And to get to the end and then to find out, no, you're going to have to lose because someone's pretending to be a man. And what gets erased? Those titles that you win through that hard work. I mean, you know, Riley Gaines, you know, you're talking about, you know, when you get to your, you know, your fifth in your division, you're going to brag, you know, you're number one in your sport. You won the state championship, whatever it was. You're going to brag about that to your grandkids for the rest of your life. I mean, generations will talk about it. Well, great, you got grandma's genes. Look at her. She was number one state champion. It's a big deal. And it's being restored. This is righteousness and justice. UPenn will, I just love saying it, will restore to female athletes all individual UPenn Division I swimming records titles. They will issue a public statement that they will comply with Title IX, that they will not allow males to compete in female athletic events. They will issue individual written apologies to every athlete who was defrauded by the man, Leah Thomas. And every other male that competed. Apologies that stipulate their rightful title. That is something that I'm telling you, a woman will hold on to for the rest of her life because she wants to show her family she won. This is fabulous. Yeah,
this is
a personal,
a smackdown.
Listen, this UPenn will issue a personalized letter of apology to each impacted female swimmer. So there's no form letter here.
Yeah.
And you need
no,
that.
No auto pen, huh?
No, because you need that for the future. So you could put this on your resume. I mean, these things are important. They're worth money. So this is absolutely fantastic. So anyway, Leah Thomas, Title I division swimmer. She came in fifth, tied with Riley Gaines. I'll never forget it as long as I live. They're standing there. They've got, because they swam the exact same time. They were tied for fifth. And the judges are looking back and forth, who do we hand this trophy to? And then they just hand it to Leah Thomas, since there's only one, because, you know, higher value Democrat voter, I suppose. I don't know. That's how these things are decided. How much of an advantage did Leah Thomas possess over biological females? Okay. The University of Pennsylvania swimmer was ranked nationally 554th in the 200 freestyle, Lee. But swimming against women, fifth.
That's a pretty big bump up there.
Yeah, wow.
Some 500 places.
He must have worked real hard that summer or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not possible. That's not a thing that can happen. So anyway, and they have to apologize. Not just write the letter acknowledging all of this, but apologize. And it gets even better because Linda McMahon, who is our education secretary, is saying that we view this now as the legal template.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to be defunded, you will adopt this absolute exact thing all over the country. This is going to destroy the transgender movement.
Well, at least the transgender movement in sports.
In sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's, I mean, that is a big part of this, right? And, well, you know, how did this happen? Okay, well, Trump Trump won, elections have consequences. But I'm telling you, it's X, too. This is why Elon Musk and Trump need to kiss and make up, okay? Because when we have real coverage of real things and real impacts of real things that aren't censored, we have a true marketplace of ideas, what happens? And I pulled this back up. This is Gallup's polling from May 18th on the question of sports. Listen to this. When the sports question was first asked in 2021 under the FBI censorship regime, where everything had to make the left look good on social media, when the sports question was first asked in 2021, support for transgender athletes being able to play on teams matching their current gender identity was 10 percentage points higher than it is now. It was 44%, now it's 34. That is a smash down. I mean, it says 21, it's only 25. By the next reading in 2023, support had fallen by 8 points and is now another 2 points lower for, again, a 10-point dunk. Again, in the culture wars, we have never seen things go backward. We're watching it again. This made news headline news this weekly. Gay marriage going backward in support. It started in 2023, which happened to be the year that Elon Musk took over X. We have real debates on real things. Yep. And their impacts going forward, support for that among Republicans has declined also by a full 14 points, you know, dragging down the overall support for it. As people get, again, a look at these things and the impacts they have had in our society, what changed? We can actually really talk about them. It is changing minds to have a real debate. So great news for women everywhere. That's absolutely fantastic. And by the way, 4 in 10 Democrats now prioritize birth sex over gender identity. That's 40% of Democrats agree with us. It was a majority disagreed, a slight majority disagreeing with us before. That is moving in another direction as well. So free speech is having a profound effect on the Democrat base too. All we're asking is that you hear both sides of the argument and it will change the world. I told you it would. And here is yet another example. So stick around. More good news. Oh, and by the way, Lee, I'm losing track. Maybe you could help me count later.
Okay.
Of the number of felonies committed by the FBI to hide Chinese election interference. We had a few more added to the felony roster last night, just waiting, you know what, when will the pre-dawn raid at FBI Director Chris Wray's house be? Because you cannot destroy evidence, he did. And you cannot destroy evidence to cover up the fact that you have perjured yourself before Congress at a felony level. More info coming out overnight on that. This is unbelievable stuff. Stick around.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You going somewhere? You going somewhere for the 4th of July weekend? Yeah. Might want to leave early. Record-breaking travel, amount of travelers expected this July 4th weekend, and severe weather could make the journey, you know, dicier. So AAA reports record-breaking 72.2 million Americans will travel more than 50 miles between June 28th and July 6th, an estimated 61.6 million drivers and about 6 million flyers. TSA is predicting even more flyers based on their data, 18.5 million to be specific. That would be an all-time record. So you know what that means. You're going to fly, get there a little bit early, you know, just to get online, make sure you have all your stuff, all that. And part of that is Independence Day falling on a Friday this year, so more people are taking advantage of the long weekend, traveling to far-off destinations via airplane. So yeah, just be on the lookout for all of that. And if you're driving, you might want to kind of time it so that stirring off times can be crazy. A lot of people expected to be on the road too. There's supposed to be record numbers there as well. So best luck to you with all of that. Okay. Folks, where to even begin with this? I know. Let's go back to the Russia collusion hoax. Just try to wrap your mind around this. I'm going to set it up. Years of the FBI doing what turns out to be total lies about Russia collusion, Russian interference in the election, Russian bots influencing people, Russia's attack on our democracy, trying to get their Russian stooge, their asset, their spy, Donald Trump elected. In retrospect, now that we know it was all a hoax by the FBI and Hillary Clinton, it sounds kind of cuckoo. But it was a real thing for a long time. In fact, at once, 17 intel agencies agreed. They all lied. It turned out seemed unlikely, but they were lying. But bots! There were no bots. In fact, we now have the internal documents from Twitter with the liberal executives going back and forth with the FBI, telling them, please stop lying. We have looked everywhere. We want to take out the Russian bots that are influencing elections, but we can't find them. All we can find are some defunct Russian accounts that were, you know, basically phishing schemes. It was fake. So they faked the Russia collusion hoax. That turned into a crime when they went, this is the FBI, went into court, remember, and lied to the FISA judges to get the warrants to spy on Trump and his entire team, hoping to take them down. Okay. So they faked election interference. Phase one. So that's the felonies there are obviously lying to the FISA court. But, you know, Justice Roberts, whoever sees the FISA court, he didn't give a damn. I wonder what they have on him. they should go to prison. But they're FBI. They never do. One of the biggest crime syndicates, probably the biggest crime syndicate in the country, the FBI. Well, now we're finding out they hid evidence of actual election interference by the Chinese to help old Joe, or Chairman Ho, as I call him. Hit it. Not only did they interview the informant once, they went back and interviewed him again. We just found out they lied about that. They lied about that to Congress. Went back and interviewed him again, got more info, and confirmed that China was using data on millions of you stealing it, millions of users on TikTok to create fake driver's licenses that they could then use. They'd be indistinguishable because the information was real that could then be used for massive absentee ballot fraud. We caught just one tranche of those licenses coming into the country. Customs and Border Patrol did. There were almost 19,000 licenses. That was just one tranche. So just to give you an idea of how big it was. What did the FBI do with that evidence? They destroyed it. Okay, so that's felony number two. We're up to felony number two. I don't know if I'm going to have enough fingers here, but let's keep going. Okay. Then Christopher Wray, the lying director of the FBI, under oath before Congress, is asked, have you seen any evidence of interference in the election 2020? He said, no, there isn't any. We haven't seen any. That's felony level perjury. So we're at three felonies now, but hey, we're just getting started. Then they realized they had a problem because the FBI had felony level perjured himself before Congress since he was under oath. By the way, that carries like 5 years in prison. He's FBI, so whatever. Okay. Well, they had a problem because Senator Chuck Grassley had found out from whistleblowers that there were Chinese stealing the election in concert with the Democrats. What do you do? You destroy the evidence, of course. It's felony number four. What is that evidence of? They completely ripped out all evidence of the interview, all evidence of the licenses, wiped it off the system. Why did they do that? Well, we have a new memo that's out. They did it to cover up Christopher Wray's crime of lying to Congress. So we're up to felony number five. So you destroy the evidence of the crime, but then you destroy all evidence that evidence of the crime existed on account of the FBI director is perjuring himself before Congress. If you're an attorney, I'm up to five felonies here. You know, and we did five conservatively, but you know, I mean, you're an attorney. Maybe I'm reading this wrong, but I'm thinking we have solid five felonies. I'm just wondering, when does Chris Wray get arrested? When does the person who destroyed the evidence of the Chinese election interference, when did they get arrested? When do we find out who gave that order? Because this is a big deal. This is a big deal. So let's just wrap your mind around this. They committed one set of felonies to fake the Russia collusion hoax because we had Comey and Andrew McCabe signing off on that, Rod Rosenstein at the Department of Justice. Those multiple felonies. That was fake evidence. They knew it. You know, one set of felonies there to create fake election interference and another set of felonies to cover up actual election interference to help the Democrats. You know what makes this so remarkable? I mean, you want to pull back the lens? Really blow your mind? It all fits together. This is why Democrats in China need a COVID. Who announced COVID? China. Who let it out of the lab? China. Why? They needed an excuse to abridge state laws that said you had to have ID, you had to request absentee ballots through the mail, there had to be a chain of custody. Every state has those laws. You had to get around them if you were going to mass fake produce ballots. What did they do? COVID. How did they do it? Suspended the laws. You can't suspend a law. I know they broke the law doing it, but they said, well, COVID. Hey, we're just going to mass mail absentee ballots to hundreds of thousands of people in Wisconsin. What could go wrong? We'll hand them out in parks in Michigan. Now we know how they did it. Fake Chinese licenses. So it's this whole fake Chinese licenses, produced licenses, people, you know, ID stolen, people voting for them. FBI covers it up. Here's a question for you folks. If this wasn't true, right? The information they have on this from the informant, hey, China's stealing the election. through the use of fraudulent licenses. If that wasn't true, if that was just bad intel, whatever, why'd they have to delete it? To cover up for Chris Wray, right? Because Chris Wray wouldn't have been lying before Congress if it was, it was just some bogus, you know, tip we got. It wasn't really real. And they wouldn't have to delete it. Because he wouldn't be perjuring himself, right? He wouldn't be lying. The fact they deleted it means it's real. And we need to get it. And folks, China, our worst enemy on earth, pairs up with the Democrats to steal the election. And the FBI covers it up. That's where we are. It's where we are. So damn obvious. Folks, this is going to get really big.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is this the scandal, y'all, that finally wipes the FBI off the map, that makes it so obvious we need to go in there with a buzzsaw and empty out floor after floor after floor? That's how big this is. Senator Charles Grassley put this out overnight. This is a follow-up to the news from last week. Chinese used stolen identities from TikTok to create driver's licenses with real information that would be indistinguishable from actual driver's licenses to create mass ballot fraud using mostly absentee ballots for Chairman Ho, Joe Biden. That was a story, right? Listen to what else we have here. I mean, in addition to the FBI director lying to Congress to cover it up and people who work for him destroying the evidence that he perjured himself to cover it up. Just let that sink into your head. That's crazy. Okay. Listen to what's in here, all right? These about 50 pages have been released by the senator. emails revealing internal FBI debates about suppressing or delaying the reports of election interference by the Chinese with actual, you know, driver's licenses and ballots, with some officials citing concerns about political fallout or optics. It would look bad if we knew Joe wasn't the president. I mean, it would look bad if we knew that China selected Joe. I mean, what? Yeah, I'd just censor it. And keep in mind, the whole time this is going on, the FBI is dug in deep to all social media, is threatening Mark Zuckerberg the Biden administration is threatening Mark Zuckerberg with criminal investigations if he doesn't censor true things. And what were they censoring? Anything that made you know that COVID wasn't as big a deal as they were telling us, and anything about election fraud. Think about that. They're censoring election fraud, specifically absentee ballot election fraud. On social media, the FBI is, while they're doing this, so you cannot talk about it. They go so far, you can't even speculate on election fraud in messages to your friends and family on Facebook. Forget posts. This is terrifying. These people are truly evil. In these pages, whistleblower communications to Senator Grassley alleged that senior FBI officials deliberately delayed or withheld the intelligence reports from Congress. They include whistleblower claims inside the FBI of retaliation against agents who raised concerns. Hey, looking over there, it looks like the Chinese are stealing the election. Shut up. Listen to this. China, this is from the pages, this is emails they've gotten from whistleblowers inside the FBI. Chinese operatives funneling money through intermediaries to U.S. campaigns. That's illegal. You can't, it's a felony. You cannot take a foreign donation. And building relationships with officials. We want to bet they were all Democrats. Pages 31 to 34. Oh, this is great. An email thread discussing a Chinese entity tied to these operations with references to compromising a material that China has on U.S. figures. In other words, they can force them to help steal the election for Joe Biden. Here's the best part. Pages 39 to 42 outline specific financial transactions linked to Chinese election influence efforts. Again, foreign countries cannot pay to get you elected. That is a felony. And Ray lies about all of this. Lies, just lies. Let me read from the transcript. I have it right here to Congress. He's under oath. So if he lies, it's a felony. In fact, the FBI has investigated others who have done this and put them in prison or convicted them. So, I mean, just the irony here. Okay. Representative Gary Peters, a Democrat from Michigan, asks the lying FBI director, Christopher Wray, right, but your answer is clear. You have not seen any widespread fraud by mail. Is it something the FBI watches continuously to make sure it's not happening? Wray says, and I quote, this is something we would investigate seriously. No, they were busy destroying the evidence. Peter says, absolutely. And then Wray says, and aggressively. Lie. Now, the trick's going to be proving Wray knew. That's why they destroyed all the evidence. So just to recap here, and I put this on my X feed so that you could keep track of it. We have evidence from inside the FBI. And what this is more like an accounting of the evidence with some of the emails of FBI whistleblowers being retaliated against for telling the truth to Congress about China generating fake ballots for Joe Biden. We have emails with officials citing concerns about political fallout or optics if anyone knew the election was being stolen by China, so they hid it. We have the destruction of the evidence that China did it. We have evidence that whistleblower communications to Senator Grassley, in other words, inside whistleblowers are trying to tell the truth. Senior FBI officials deliberately delayed or withheld those intelligence reports from Congress. Whistleblower claims of retaliation inside the agency. And folks, this part, this is going to be the mind blower. Chinese operatives funneling money through intermediaries to U.S. campaigns. Dude. Again, that's a felony. You can't do it. building a relationships with those officials, and an email thread discussing Chinese entities tied to these operations with references to compromising material they have on U.S. figures. Folks, what did I tell you? Chinese Communist Party has merged with the Democrats. They are one. There is no space between them. And when you think about it, it all makes sense, doesn't it? Do you remember the rollout Gavin Newsom gave when Chairman Xi rolled into California? Of course, he's the one stealing the elections for them. They love him, man. And remember, Newsom even had people waving red flags, like, you know, the communist flag, just to greet him. Greet him like the communist Chinese flag. Texter writes, Mark Zuckerberg deserves prison time. So do many others too. Again, don't be mad at Elon Musk. This is the gift he has given us. He got these people out of X, these evil, evil people. Think how far they were. Think about this, how far the FBI went to cover up the theft potentially of an election for the Democrats 2020 by our worst enemy on earth. And they covered it up. Now, let me just blow your mind one more time in this segment. What else did the FBI cover up? They had the laptop since 2019. They knew Joe was compromised. They knew the Biden family had taken $30 million. They knew the IRS knew it and that they had indictable material. They knew Joe was the big guy. Remember the IRS whistleblowers told us that this fall? And the FBI took the laptop and lied, as did the CIA. Said, no, it's Russian disinformation. So they lied once to cover up the election fraud to get Joe elected, but they also lied about the laptop to cover up the fact that he was owned by China. Every step of the way, they put a Chinese asset in charge of this country knowingly, and they broke the law again and again and again and again to do it. There's only one question left. Why? Why would the FBI do this? Why would the Democrats do this? The answers to this, folks, it's all going to come across. It's all going to come apart at the seams. You think the American people are getting a look at the Democrats screaming and running in the opposite direction? You ain't seen nothing yet. Okay. Despite announcing Senator John Thune, who is unfortunately our leader in the Senate, despite announcing he would follow the will of the Democrat parliamentarian and liberal minder who said, no, you've got to leave his 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid. Shockingly, and I still don't know how this has happened. A lot of people on our side are very confused this morning. They're trying to do journalism on it, and they're just like, what the heck happened? Somehow, it's still in the bill. It was supposed to be yanked, and it's still in the bill. The one that went over to the House, the one they passed. In other words, they are going to check by law now if you're an illegal, which forces Democrat states, which are keeping their future voters in state with free health care, they're going to have to check by law that they are, in fact, illegal immigrants or not. Like, are you an American citizen? It's in the It's back in the bill. I wish I could explain to you how this morning. I pulled my hair yesterday trying to figure it out. Senator Eric Schmidt. So this is really good news. In other words, Senator Eric Schmidt says there's a lot of rumors floating around about the ban on Medicaid for illegal aliens being stripped from the bill. Thankfully, that's not true. It's in the bill we just passed. Conservative Treehouse has an interesting theory on this. I'll tell you what it is in a minute. Why would liberal Republicans like Lindsey Graham and John Thune message that they were allowing illegal immigrants to stay on Medicaid and then do the opposite? Doesn't make sense, right? I'll get to that in a minute. The ban is still in the bill, and it was never taken out. And it wasn't just a ban on some Medicaid for illegal immigrants who commit heinous crimes. It applies to all Medicaid for all illegal immigrants and most non-citizens generally. It requires states to verify citizenship status before providing coverage. It bans automatic Medicaid enrollment for children of illegal aliens who themselves are illegal aliens and excludes DACA from Medicaid. It will automatically, because of these provisions, remove the 1.4 million illegal immigrants currently on Medicaid in violation of federal law, despite the fact that blue states have expanded their federally funded Medicaid programs to include them. What blue states were doing was just they just weren't checking. So that's what's in the law, saying, nope, now you've got to check. So it's in there. And as much as I don't like Lindsey Graham, the budget chairman, I wanted to say he did not take it out. Neither did Thune. Even though that was reported by Fox News that they did. After Thune made the statement about, I mean, he caused it, about having to, Thune, of course, is the majority leader in the Senate. It's not that this was misreported or miscommunicated or confusing. Thune caused it by announcing, no, I'm going to comply with the parliamentarian. She says, we have to have it out. Why would you do that? I mean, this is like weird. Well, okay, look at who Thune and Lindsey Graham are. This is the theory in conservative treehouse. I don't know if you have a better one. Why would you put out misinformation that makes you look bad and look like you're keeping the illegals here? Well, who does the fundraising base for Lindsey Graham and John Thune? Who are they? They're big money corporate donors who are open borders lobbyists. This is the Bush money. This is the open borders money. This is to keep the illegals here as long as possible money. This is let's hide them in a sanctuary cities, give them to Medicaid, get them to Medicare, keep them on the rolls, break the law as long as possible so we can get to the Democrat administration and get to amnesty. I don't know, y'all. Is this why they did this? So Treehouse literally believes they're trying to keep Wall Street and the big donors, like keep it on the down low, keep them from figuring out that they actually did what Trump wanted on this. Huh. Now listen to this. This means Senator Schmidt tweets that blue states are left with a choice. Either send your illegal immigrants home or you're going to be paying their bills yourself. Now, what did get stripped, and I'm not happy about this, they did take this part out, was if you do not check and you enroll illegal immigrants in your state Medicaid, in other words, the state pays for them, if you do that, then your reimbursement from the federal government goes from 90% to 80%. So what that means is, all right, as a state, if you want to pay for these illegals to be on Medicaid, you can, but we're giving you less money overall. We're going to take 10 percentage points off the top to punish you. In other words, disincentivize it. Unfortunately, that got pulled. But this should wipe illegals off the Medicaid rolls. And by the way, we've got Doge in there now checking. Thank you, Elon Musk. Just because Musk and Trump get in a fight, I'm not going to act like he's persona non grata. This guy has done so much to save his country. I could do a whole show on it. I won't, but I could. 14 states plus Washington, D.C. These are post-American lawless blue territories. 14 states plus Washington, D.C. offer government health care to people regardless of immigration status. Right. But that just ended in California because this money's going to dry up. Gavin Newsom knew they were, I guess, doing this. So, oh my gosh, we're going to go broke. So the Democrats' ability to keep their future voters here by covering their health care, another magnet, gone. So we know Trump has already gotten a million to self-deport out of the workforce. So the good news is, you just got a little harder to stay here. Don't get the free health care anymore. At least that's what the bill says. So we'll see what they do with it in the House, but this is great news.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% 20% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.